It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff, the best way to start your sports weekend.
Detroit Free Press writer Dave Burkett. So let's start with the collective bargaining agreement. Is there one side that's more at fault than the other?
No, I mean, you know, look, they're arguing over $1 billion, and that's, you know, a lot of money. And I know the NFL makes a ton of money, but, you know, it's a lot of money. I understand why both sides want it. So, you know, we're not going to miss any games. I think it's been, you know, a couple years from now, we'll look back and we'll say it was much to do about nothing, that the NFL continues to grow and continues to rake in money, and this did nothing to affect its popularity.
Now, here's Dave Benton.
Yeah. I hope that's the case. I really do, because definitely some concerning issues regarding the collective bargaining agreement as time expired yesterday. Welcome in, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320WILS Weekend Kickoff, and then also follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. What a beautiful Saturday it is, especially if you're a Michigan State basketball fan. We will talk plenty of Michigan State basketball as well as Big Ten basketball in general. We'll also talk to Jeremy Sampson, WILX TV, about the high school playoffs. The districts have finished up and regionals are going to start. So we'll get Jeremy's take on what's going on with mid-Michigan teams and around the state of Michigan. Also, Michael A. Race from the Columbus Dispatch will be with us to talk about this whole Jim Tressel situation in Ohio State. What a mess this is turning into, and what a crook Jim Tressel is turning out to be as things get uncovered. Also, Ken Pomeroy from KenPom.com. He does a ranking system. He'll be with us to talk a little bit about what teams we should watch out for in the NCAA tournament, what teams have a chance to make a run. Ken Pomeroy does a fantastic power ranking system. It's not like the RPI. It's more just like what team will beat what team on this given day, considering who they've played so far and things of that nature. So Ken Pomeroy will be with us. And also Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News will talk to us about Michigan State, which is where we start today, because that Michigan State-Purdue game, where the hell did that come from? I mean, good Lord. And last night, I got a bunch of text messages basically saying from all my friends, I guess you can't be negative tomorrow about the show. And I got to be honest, yeah, I could still be negative about it. All right. And I'm going to try. I really am. I'm going to try and be very positive about this morning, because I realize I am negative a lot of times about Michigan State basketball. But let's be honest. I mean, MSU really doesn't give me much choice most weeks. I'm sorry. I couldn't spin losing to Wisconsin or Iowa by 30 into a good thing. It's just not really easy to do. I'm sorry I didn't find it encouraging that they had a stretch of losing 6 of 8 in the heart of their schedule, or that they couldn't even break down a zone defense. Okay? I suppose I could have spun the Iowa loss, you know, could have talked about how encouraging it was to see Summers pass up any two-point shots whatsoever and just focus on his three-point shooting, or that Iowa was a scorching 1-8 coming into that game. You know, I suppose I could have spun the Wisconsin loss when they lost by 20 points and say, well, you know what, they won one time already, so this just kind of offsets it. They didn't really take a step back. They just kind of even things up, so it's not a big deal. But I really don't try to be negative. I don't, okay? And in this circumstance, how they played last night, I can see room for optimism. I really can. So for a change, I'm going to try and be positive this morning. But you have to meet me halfway. You got to think of this from both directions, which is you can take this in a long-term thought process, or you can take it in a short-term process. And in the short term, I am very positive about this. They played fantastic last night. Michigan State ran Purdue out of the gym. They played fantastic. Okay, top to bottom. Lucas was great. Rowe was great. Green was great. Appling was great. They shut down Juwan Johnson for the most part, at least made his life difficult. He may have scored 21 points, but it was the most difficult 21 points he scored all season. They played fantastic. But you have to keep this in perspective and realize MSU has been awful this entire season. Yeah, you feel great this morning. You do when you woke up. You said, man, MSU is in the tournament. We're good to go. But did you feel this way yesterday when you woke up? Did you feel this way after you watched the Iowa game? Did you watch that Iowa game and say, yes, we are back. Here we are. We are ready for the tournament? Because I didn't, okay? I watched that game and I saw soft defense, low efforts, couldn't take advantage of Iowa even losing one of his best players to foul trouble early on in the game, okay?
I got a call from a buddy in Florida who hasn't really watched many Michigan State games because he doesn't get it down there. But he watched the game against Iowa, and he basically said to me, how long has East Lansing been keeping a secret that Michigan State is not any good at basketball? Because down here, we are under the impression that Michigan State is having a rough season, but is still a good team. But the secret is out now that Michigan State's not any good, because this is a lousy basketball team. And I couldn't argue with him. I couldn't. It's exactly what I felt when I watched that game. In fact, there was a play in that game that I thought about. I could cut this play up, put it on my phone, and anytime anybody asked me, what was the Michigan State 2011 basketball season like? I could play this clip. And if you don't remember this, this was about 4 to 5 minutes left to go in the game against Iowa. There was a sequence where Kalen Lucas had an open jump shot, tried to receive a pass, and it slips through his hands. Almost goes for a backcourt. Draymond Green luckily grabs it. Then he goes up, pump fakes, tries to dribble. For some reason, dribbles it and bounces it like 12 feet in the air. Iowa gets it, brings it down the other way. Dunkson gets a foul. And I remember just thinking, that pretty much sums up this whole season. Okay, so I looked at that game, and after they finished that game, I said to myself, this team is the last team in the NCAA tournament right now. If there is any conference championship tournament that a team ends up upsetting the favorite, Michigan State's not going dancing. They're going to the NIT. That's how I felt going into yesterday. But then yesterday came and MSU took on Purdue. Team MSU hadn't beaten this season, lost in fact by a combined 30 points between the two outings. Kalen Lucas is hurt, nursing an ankle. And what happens? MSU plays their best game of the year. They shot well, they penetrated the lane, they made life hard for Juwan Johnson all night long. Suddenly, MSU goes from being barely in the tournament to firmly in the tournament and fighting for seeding. And now I'm just confused at how I'm supposed to feel about this team. Do we look short-term or do we look long-term? Okay, long-term, we have 31 other games that beg the question, was last night a fluke? 31 games of lazy defense, missed jumpers, lack of heart, a poor execution, whatever you want to say. 31 games of it. Last night, we get this, and now I ask the question, can they keep it up? Because last night sure was tempting to jump on the bandwagon, okay? I'm already hearing it from a lot of MSU fans. And I'd be lying if I said it didn't cross my mind, okay? It crossed my mind last night while I was watching the game. But I had to take a step back, and I had to wonder, has MSU arrived? Are they really arriving? Because I'm not sure that they are. As many great things as I took away from that game last night, the number one thing I took away from that game is that this team, particularly these players, have the ability to do this every night. They're on the floor if they want to. So why haven't they? That team, that effort last night, we haven't seen that all year. From individuals at times, yes. Draymond Green has triple-doubled, games like that, you've seen it. But as a team, last night's effort, not even close. Not even close. So the question becomes, can they turn it off as fast as they've turned it on? Because that's where this comes into play, okay? That was one game last night. But if they play like that, if I'm a higher seed, I don't want to play Michigan State in the tournament. I want nothing to do with Michigan State. And in fact, if I'm a 1 or a 2 seed, I'm hoping MSU ends up being an 11 or a 12 so I don't have to see him in the second round. But it's one game. It's the most recent game, but it is one game. There are 31 other performances this season that suggest this team can go a completely other route. Okay? The rest of this Big Ten tournament is a huge tell for me. And actually, I'm very glad that Penn State beat Wisconsin, not because Michigan State has an easier road to the final of the Big Ten tournament, because now we are going to see exactly what MSU is made of. You're playing a team you should beat. You're playing a team that people expect you to beat. Can you come out with that same fire and desire as you did when your season was on the line against Purdue? Because you know that they saw Michigan beat Illinois and they said, hey man, if we don't beat Purdue, we may not go into the tournament. And so they turned it on.
But can you keep it going? Can you play Penn State when you're exhausted emotionally and physically from beating Purdue? Can you continue to play at that high level when you play a team you know you should beat? If they play Penn State the way they played Purdue, if they put in that effort, then I will start to buy into this team. But I need to see it in more than one game. And I need to see it in a game where it doesn't matter life or death if they win that game. That's what I want to know. And if they can do that, I will be happy with this team. I'm cautiously optimistic. But you got to take it with a grain of salt. And you may be mad hearing me say that, but you have to look at this season's body at work. And you have to realize this team was not a very good basketball team, even Friday afternoon. And then they beat Purdue, and all of a sudden, just like last year when they made the Final Four, we forget all about what's happened the rest of that year. And we just think that that's the team that we're going to see all the time. We'll talk more about this next. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.